Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast where authors and friends share all aspects of the Catholic faith. Learn more on reconciledtoyou.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast about experiencing the Catholic faith in your everyday, ordinary life. And you know that I love to do that through books. And the Seeking Heart actually started, for those who might not know this, as a radio show 7 years ago. And my very first guest was my guest I have today, Lisa Hendy. Lisa, thank you for coming back 7 years later.
Time flies, Allison. What an amazing ride the last 7 years have been. And it's been so fun to watch your ministry flourish and to see all that you're doing to bring so many people closer to Jesus. So it's great to be with you.
Well, Lisa, I don't think any of us in Catholic women's ministry would be where we are without you, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, the original Catholic mom founder, and someone just knew that this was a ripe vineyard and really helped pave the way. So thank you. Just a little bit of love on love here before we jump into why I have you back today. We're going to talk about Advent, which I love. And I know from our discussion over on Catholic Mom, the Momcast, is not always a favorite season of yours. But we're going to be talking today with Lisa about her new book, 5-Minute Prayers Around the Advent Wreath. This is out from Ave Maria Press. When you pick up your Advent calendar candles, I've been telling everybody, also order 5-Minute Prayers Around the Advent Wreath by Lisa Hendy. So Lisa, let's jump into Advent. How do you feel about that lovely season?
You know, I have mixed feelings. So I love new beginnings. I'm an eternal optimist. I'm the person who's always working on her, you know, New Year's resolutions at the beginning of December. I love the concept of a fresh new week and a beginning of a new month. And so Advent is the beginning of our new liturgical year. And in that respect, I love, love, love it, because it feels like a reset and a chance to journey, you know, with Jesus more closely than I have in the year before. But I will say that there, even before I got into the little occupation of writing Advent devotionals, I struggle a little bit because it falls so quickly on the heels of our celebration of Thanksgiving. And I have often felt like I'm not doing Advent right. Yeah. And so in that respect, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm hoping that this year will be different because of this project that we're here to talk about today.
Well, I'm just like you. I love new beginnings. I actually get so excited about them that I do New Year's resolutions. And then in September, I do an autumn reset. And when it gets to Advent, I reset again. And I don't have so much trouble with Advent and feeling like I don't do all the things. I usually end up with Christmas Eve guilt, because I feel like I'm in my own little family nest. I feel like I do the things I want to do for Advent. I do the Advent wreath, maybe not perfectly, because we don't always eat in our dining room table because it's freezing in the room our dining room table happens to be in. I feel like I do the most that I can, you know, following Advent calendars, doing my prayers, all that. But when I get to the actual celebration with family is when I feel like all the wheels fall off. So I'm hoping that this year I'm going to pray for the grace to do better on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with my family who doesn't really practice the faith. I don't know if you ever run into that at all. I don't.
You know, it's less of a thing for me because, so people who don't know our family well, you might not know that my husband is the chair of emergency medicine at UCLA. So I don't have very many family traditions in our family because it's quite frequent that we never have two Christmases that are the same. And he's often working on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So there's no like the Hendy family always does XYZ. It is different literally every year. And wow. So this year I'll actually be in Boston visiting family that lives there. And so it's going to be yet different again, because this is the first time for an experience like that. And so I think actually with those celebration of the holidays, that there's a little part of me that has a tendency to look around the world and say, well, everyone else is doing, you know, they have, here they are all, you know, in their beautiful matching Christmas pajamas. They just went to midnight mass and now they're in picture in front of their tree where they're all holding like matching packages that are all wrapped with raffia or whatever. And they've all like just, you know, attended mass together. And so, yeah, I think I do best when I sort of shut down social media around the holidays, mm-hmm. because first of all, it helps me to be more focused on whoever I am with and whatever I'm doing. But then secondly, you know, the comparison game can be really spiritually dangerous for us. So I'm not saying that that's what you do. I'm just saying that that's a problem for me.
Yeah, I don't, mine is actually just keeping Christ in the actual days, because I'm with families who my extended family does not attend mass. And even with a husband as a deacon, you think I'd find a way. They do tolerate the prayer. Like, we are allowed to pray before we eat dinner. But I always have all these ideas that I want to do. And at the end, I wake up on the 26th and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Like, I let you down. Again,
I mean, Allison, like, there's a whole nother show that we could do on this particular topic, because both of us know that every time we go out to minister to groups of women, this is like the top yes. of the list. I'll just tell you, lately, I mean, I will never stop praying for all of the loved ones in my life, but lately I'm just very focused on my personal conversion and how I am with Jesus, and that's the one relationship with Christ that I can control. And so I'm just trying to shed myself of the guilt of being concerned with what everyone else is doing, including some of my loved ones. That doesn't mean we ever stop praying for them, but you know, I don't think that God wants us to be burdened by that. And I don't think that, you know, that's it particularly spiritually healthy for us either.
I love that advice, and I will take it, because this year I'm gonna be extra prayerful, because you have come out with another, I love this, 5-minute prayers around the Advent wreath. And I also love that our Catholic Church, in our tradition, doesn't rush to the Christmas season, which I just did completely in this interview. We're gonna back up and come back to the Advent season, and we're gonna spend some time talking about your wonderful prayer book. So it is they are very short. For some, it could be even less than 5 minutes, but I don't know if people do this, but when we pray around the Advent wreath, especially if it's around a meal, like my kids mm-hmm. can never wait to get to their food. So we would like do an opening prayer, and then while we were eating, I'd pick up the book and I would read a little bit more, and we would discuss. Yeah. Just to kind of go over the format a little bit, you start with help me. I see, like, it starts with, is it a prayer that, or then it goes into a scripture, right?
Yeah, so the opening the opening is sort of an antiphon. You know how oftentimes at weekday mass we gather with an antiphon? So we wrote an antiphon for each of the weeks. So you'll find yourself repeating that as you light the number of candles on the wreath, or mm-hmm. whatever you're using for your wreath. So that repeats all week long. And then it basically, okay, so then we go into a singing of a verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I mean, I hope we're going to talk about it, but I'm actually going to be doing a live Facebook daily prayer. And so I have a thing for that, because I'm not a great singer. So I have a little solution for that. And then it goes into a reading of scripture from the daily liturgy of the word. And so if it's the weekdays, you know, we alternate between two cycles. And on the Sundays, we alternate between three cycles of the lectionary. So what we've done, because we want this to be a booklet that you can use perpetually year after year, is we've mm-hmm. actually mixed up. So some of them won't be, if you're attending weekday mass, you may hear part of this reading at mass, but you might not necessarily hear it every year. But we tried to choose, you know, readings from the season. And
that's then a great idea.
there's a little reflection from me that I'm just kind of thinking about what I'm hearing in that scripture, where I am in my journey that day. And then we get into a time, I'm going to call it almost like an examine. A lot of people pray with their Advent wreaths at dinner at the end of the day. There's something about lighting candles in the evening that can be very thought-provoking. And so the examine asks these two questions: where have I met Christ today, and where will I watch for Christ tomorrow? And so that's a chance for us to, if we don't do a formal examination of conscience every day, just to sit with one another, or if we're praying on our own, to sit with ourselves and ask that question, because Advent is really about this journey deeper into Christ, deeper into a celebration of Christ coming at the Nativity, but more importantly, his second coming and salvation. And then it ends just with a prayer that's repeated like throughout Advent. You're going to know it really well by the end of Advent. And we end it with the sign of the cross and this little prayer: come Lord Jesus, come quickly, Maranatha. That's like a very common Advent prayer. And it invokes in me that excitement of a little kid that's not only waiting for Christmas, but waiting to like nestle up to the baby Jesus and the Nativity. And so come quickly, Jesus. And so that's the basic format. You can see that it's quick. It's repetitive. Little kids love repetition. So you can certainly take a longer time to do it, but you can also get through it fairly quickly.
I love that. And I love that, again, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can do it with your family, but some of us are not at that season anymore. So I love that it's for not just for Catholic moms. It's not just for families that eat together. Some people, like your husband, aren't there for dinner. There's, you know, we have different work schedules. We have, especially we have teenage children or young adult children that live at home and they're in and out. So I love that you can do it as it fits best with you. And you're doing something really special, you alluded to, for those who have no one to pray with, or who do have someone to pray with but would love to pray with you as well. Tell us a little bit how, if you're going to share this book with us this Advent.
I know a lot of people who live independently, and one great gift of pandemic living is that we learned how to use all these tools like you're using so beautifully right now, Allison. And so I decided, you know, what can I do to like make this season less solitary for those who live on their own? So I decided that every day during Advent, I'm going to be at 5 o'clock Eastern lighting my Advent wreath live on my Facebook profile, which is facebook.com/LisaHendy. And I'm just going to invite people to come and pray with me. My good friend, Mel Kennedy, who's an amazing musician. I know you've met Mel before, Allison, because she always speaks at the Diocese of Fresno conference that you've spoken at. Mel is an amazing singer, and she's actually recorded all 7 verses separately of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. So every day we'll be able to sing with Mel. You don't have to listen to me sing. And so I'll just be playing a little recording of one verse of that beautiful Advent hymn. We'll light my candles. We'll pray together. I promise it will be 5 minutes. I probably will eventually get to like shutting down the live and then staying around if people want to visit and talk. But I'm hoping that will provide, you know, some companionship. The other thing is very funny is my December is sort of all over the place, including some road trips and one particular day when I will have my Advent wreath at Disneyland with me, lighting my Advent wreath there. So I have created a little...
Only you!
I know. Only you! I'm a little... Because I don't think that Disneyland will want me, like, doing open flame at Disneyland. So I've created my little mobile Advent wreath that can come in the front seat of my car with me. That's little LED candles, and or can slip into my backpack to go to Disneyland. And so I'm just going to take, and it's not going to be pretty every day. It's going to be very real, which is what life is. Yes. So I'm hoping that people will come along for that and spend some of that Advent time with me.
I absolutely love that. I will be there as often as I can. And I am going to be linking, of course, in the show notes, Lisa's Facebook account.
Yeah, and you know what? If you can't be there live, it'll be up daily on my social media. So you can just pretend that you're there just by watching. And if I stick your iPhone by your Advent wreath and let me pray with you. The intention is just that we, you know, take this journey together.
And I love the questions, the last two questions. They really, sometimes at dinner, like we talk about what happens, or even in the car with our kids, or at the end of the day with our spouse. And sometimes we don't always have a discussion, right, about the deeper things in life. Like, you know, I did the dishes today, honey. Oh, great. I'll do the laundry tomorrow. Or, you know, what happened in school today? My daughter says the same thing every day. Yeah, I learned new things and it was fun. Like, no, like,
What specifically did you learn?
What did you? Well, she's like, I don't know, things. A lot of things she'll sign to me, a lot of things. But I love this opportunity, even if it's just once a week, if that's that Sunday afternoon when you are evening when you light the candle and you say, where did I meet Christ today? I love that. We meet Christ in so many different ways, as you know, in other people, in our hearts, and in things we read. And I just went to a funeral this week for a beautiful deacon. He was 90-something years old, and he had been a deacon for many, many years. And one day he was asked, like, what spiritual reading he had done. And he's like, well, I read the side of the paint can and the ingredients. And this person's like, don't see how you saw Christ in that. He goes, well, the first ingredient was water. And then he went into all the ways water.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Like, that's a man who understands that Christ is in everything.
I think too, if we know that we're going to be asking ourselves that question every day, I know at least for me that I will be training myself that when I am checking out at the grocery store or when I'm walking past my unhoused neighbor who lives on the street, or when I am, you know, with my family, even when they're driving me crazy, that those are my opportunities to see Jesus. So we also have, you know, because there are all ages of families that'll be praying this. We have one great gift Ave Maria Press did is we have a whole downloadable booklet. It's actually bigger than this. That's all of the days of Advent and three age appropriate levels of reflection questions. So if you have a preschooler and that's a little too deep to ask your preschooler, or if you have a high schooler who doesn't want to talk about anything, we've got those questions over at the website, and you can simply go over to AveMariaPress.com and download those for free. So we're trying to make it really for everybody.
That's wonderful. And that's so funny. So it's even bigger than the book.
Yeah. No, I printed it out the other day and I was like, okay, well, this is kind of tiny and that's kind of big. So you know, both things. And the truth is that that's free. So even if you just want to use that, my publisher probably doesn't want me to say that to you, but you can, you know, time was spent to go ahead and create that experience for families with children. So, and or the childlike, like me, I personally really enjoyed writing the elementary school questions. I think I'm in touch with my inner second grader. So
love it. Well, as a children's author, I've read your work. You are definitely in touch with that part of yourself. And you know, sometimes it's in looking at the free materials that I think I want to go deeper with this, and that's when I discover. So even if you go and look at those first, you probably will find you're going to want 5-minute prayers around the Advent wreath by my guest today, Lisa Hendy. This is out and available now. So we have Advent is what, just 17 days, 14 oh days, 17 days. It's the 27th. It's a little early this year. Like I think 1 day or 2 days.
It is. Yeah. If you're already thinking about your Thanksgiving menu, you should be already thinking about your Advent preparations.
Absolutely. You should be getting, I never get my candles on time ever. Or I get them I get them on sale at the end of the Advent season the year before. And then
you think, where did I put those?
Oh, I know where they are. They're usually melted because I forget. I forget in New England, the attic gets
I actually bought extras this year. I'm just going to say, so I'm not affiliated or sponsored in any way, but Michaels has them for a really good price right now. And there's a whole like wall of them at my Michael's in Los Angeles, so I'm sure that other people have them too. But I'm stocking up because I think with all this wreath praying this year live, I'm going to be going through quite a few. So come and join me.
Right, that's my goal, right? My goal this year, Lisa, is to get through the candles. Obviously the last one you will light, it never gets through, but I never need to replace them. And that's my goal this year. I'm going to pray enough that I go through at least one candle.
Yeah.
This year. So Lisa Hendy, we're talking today about her new book, 5-Minute Prayers Around the Advent Wreath. Can you just tell us again where to purchase this and where to keep in touch with you and all the lovely things that we are so blessed to receive from you and your work?
Well, first of all, if you're fortunate enough to have a religious bookstore near you, please go there and purchase my book. Plus you can get Allison's new book while you're there, because it's super awesome. That's a really frontline ministry, and they're essential workers and they're so important to the church. Yes. So please, if you have one, please support them. You can get it through the publisher at albemariapress.com, or you can get it at that other A place, amazon.com. Pretty much anywhere that you can buy, and it's in Kindle if you prefer not to have a hard copy, so you can take it with you. So that's it. And just to say, you know, just thank you. And in terms of where you can find me, of course, always over at CatholicMom.com, which is a shared love of mine and Allison's. It's our home, and we love working there together. You can find my work at LisaHendy.com, and pretty much on social media, everywhere you go, just say at Lisa Hendy, and that's me. So, and come pray with me on Facebook. So you do not want to miss that Disneyland Advent wreath lighting. I'm already scoping out where I think I'm going to do it. So we'll see.
Do you have a date for that one?
I believe it is December 15th, so stay tuned.
I'll make sure I share that. And also, I'll also add into the show link, the show notes, the link to the Catholic Momcast that Lisa Hendy, myself, and Maria Johnson did about Advent, and we talk a little bit more about our own experiences, our own hopes, and our own fears when it comes to that beautiful.
And we have Snap Advent coming up on Instagram, so this is a project that Allison leads us in, and we have a whole I've already signed up to do the first day, which
thank
is
you.
Wreath.
But, oh, brilliant.
Snap Advent's going to be awesome.
And sure. I decided to move it to Facebook as well. Yay. Because I realized it gets just too fun to keep on one social media platform. So anyone on Instagram or Facebook, thanks for reminding me about that. It's hashtag CM Snap Advent. And of course, you can go to Catholic Mom Community on either of those platforms and follow along, share your photos. I love, I've been doing this for so many years. And it's such a beautiful way to enter and stay focused on the season.
I think too, it's just a really, so I mean, not to extend our conversation too much, but those little things that we share can be a very gentle way of evangelizing without smacking anybody over the head with the catechism. You know, when we share images of, you know, what we hold most dear in our lives, people notice. And so it's a blessing.
I agree. And then during Advent, we can be so overwhelmed with Christmas that it gives us a chance as Catholics to show that we cherish this season as much as we do the Christmas season. So thank you again, Lisa Hendy. I want to just again remind people, 5-Minute Prayers Around the Advent Wreath, out now from Ave Maria Press. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Allison. God bless you.
You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. God bless.
Thank you for listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Your reviews at your favorite podcast service help this podcast reach others who may be blessed by the content. Please subscribe and share with others. Come back soon for an all-new episode.